Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of March, 2022. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com or calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from the 15th of May, 2021, and is titled Conditions Today. This spring, 2021, is a time when we are seeing shortages and costs rising like they have not in a long time. Materials are going up almost daily, it seems. Deliveries are being extended, and labor is hard to find. We are seeing this and hearing reports of these matters all over the country, that's the USA. Rising prices remind me of the 1970s. Deliveries are stretched out as well. A place where one might not think to look for schedule impacts are building permit offices. The high level of activity in construction means that building permit approvals are slowing down drastically. This, of course, is affecting schedules, for without permits, projects cannot proceed no matter if all the materials are available and labor is standing there, tools in hand. When will it all end? Take this from an old timer. It will end when the cost of capital catches up with the other inflationary factors. In the summer of 1981, a lifetime ago to you youngsters, everything came to a halt as the prime rate approached 20%. You couldn't give away a capital project at those rates. For you less seasoned folks, interesting times are ahead. Times I don't think you can even imagine when it comes to capital projects. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Now, make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.